Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you. The clouds are out today. We're supposed to get the last vestige of the El Nino that we kind of had but didn't. That's what they're saying at any rate. I don't know about you. I love the sun. I could live every day with the sun for the rest of my life and not care if I never saw a cloud again. But that's a typical sentiment from a guy that grew up in New York. Welcome to the show. Today's show, the fat flush. Yes, the fat flush, a vital tool for health. Not what you think. Never what you think, right? That's what you've learned by listening to this show over the years. It's never what you think it is. That's my main point. When I say fat flush, I'm not talking about losing weight. I'm talking about the fact that by the time your disease is chronic, autoimmune, cancer, you name it, rest assured, you've got thousands and thousands of toxic chemical residues stored in your fat. And we've got the flush the fat. Now, you know, everybody's after obesity, understandably. But the truth is, it's not really that extra 30 pounds is going to kill you. It's what's in that 30 pounds. I think we miss this too often. Because there's another side to it. And the other side is that people who are very skinny are sick in their own way. And there's a reason for that. Skinny people have no place to put the toxic chemicals that fat people do. That's right. There is an advantage to being 20 to 30 pounds overweight. Now, here's the fascinating hybrid of the two. An athlete who knows how to get his heart rate up 3-4 times a week, who knows how to keep good muscle tone, with an extra 20 to 30 pounds, is a guy who's got the best of both worlds. One, he's got a place to put his toxic chemicals. He's got enough fat to allow the chemicals that will go into his bone marrow, into his brain, and into his visceral fat. Now I'm bringing in another term, visceral fat. I did a show on this. I thought that was a great show. Many of you thought that was a great show because it, and I'll hook up to my point in a moment. Many of you didn't realize that your sedentary office worker being told that his health is fine and his body fat percentages are excellent is being deceived in that everyone's visceral fat, organ fat, and we're going to go through some of the pictures in a moment, everyone's organ fat has poison in it. And that visceral fat, that fat is stuffed with chemicals that don't come out unless you move your body. Now, when you have sumo wrestlers exercising 4 to 6 hours a day, guys with mounds of fat on their body exercising 4 to 6 hours a day, training hard, right? And that's got its own problems, yes, but training hard, 4 to 6 hours a day, or shot putters, weightlifters. You see these guys in UFC competitions holding that extra 20 or 30 pounds. Wrestlers. That fat is clean fat because that fat is being flushed. And if you compare their visceral fat, the fat around their organs, to your average office worker being told he's got a normal body fat percentage, the amount of visceral fat in the sedentary guy is much greater than the athlete with 20 to 30 extra pounds. Now, that's big. That was the point of my last show that I did on visceral fat. And we're going to put that together today to give you an understanding of how to go about this fat flush concept when you're facing any type of illness, any type of disease. And you'll see the logic behind it. But let's get to the show. This is straighttalk.cc, not .com with two T's if you're new to the show. Go to the website, get on, and look at the pictures. Let's take a look at this fat. I want to give you the visuals on this. Picture number one. Visceral fat is the culprit. Taken out of an article on this all-important issue of visceral fat. Point being, come on down to picture number 32. Look at the size of him. That's a sumo. Now, this is counterintuitive, but this is the fact. That guy can have less organ fat than your underweight office worker. And they know this because they can scan it and find out. So if you go up to picture number two now, and you look at the guy at 250 pounds and the guy at 120 pounds, well, yeah, typically the fatter guy, because he's sedentary, is going to have more visceral fat. But that's not the way it spells out when you have an overweight athlete. I don't mean overweight. I mean an extra 20 to 30 pounds. Now, this was brought to our attention because when they studied the sumo guys, they were confounded to learn that they didn't have visceral fat, or it was quite minimal. Of course, what happens when those sumo guys retire? If they stay fat and they stop exercising, well, then it's a disaster. But that isn't the point. So first thing to understand is visceral fat and then cutaneous fat. We have a love affair or a hate affair with visceral fat, with the cutaneous fat. But it's the organ fat. Take a look at the organ fat. Put these into your memory banks. Look at picture number three. Go to picture number three. Now there it is. Healthy heart. The visceral fat around the heart. That's the fat that you have to be concerned about. That's the fat that you can still have if you're a sedentary office worker. That's the fat that absorbs the poisons. In who? In the guy with an extra 20 pounds? Well, yes. But you can have that much visceral fat and have no body fat. Or minimal body fat, because you're sedentary. And what that leaves you with is a far higher concentration of those toxic chemicals in your organ fat. You got to bring that one in, because that's a deep concept. Look at picture number four. That's a kidney. That's the fat around the kidney. That's a big deal. What are we talking about? Kidney cleanses. Look at picture number five. That's the fat in a liver. That's a fatty liver. That liver's not doing too good. That person can do all the liver flushes they want. Until the fat's been dumped out of that liver. Until the fat's been exchanged out of that liver. That liver cell is not going to have health. Look at picture number five. Isn't a picture worth a thousand words? Isn't this just a classic example of it? Look at picture number five. Look at the fat layer around the kidney. You just saw a kidney a moment ago. Here's a diagram. Why does this come out of the National Cancer Institute? Look at the lower right-hand corner there. Taking the time to explain and show us these globules of fat that encase the kidney. And what is the fat encased in? Fascia. So when we're talking about the intracellular, the space in between the cells, and what we're going to do about the space in between the cells, because the cells of the organs are senescent, apoptotic, malignant, necrotic, you with your symptoms, chronic or acute, can locate a place inside your body in that organ of interest, that target organ. Go in and look at those cells, understanding that whether you're fat or skinny, those cells are wrapped in a sheath in a layer of fat. And around that is a sheath and a layer of fascia. Two words that should ring a bell for my regular audience. Toxic fat and twisted fascia. In this case, it's called Girota's fascia or Girota's fascia. The fascia around the kidney. Every organ is encased that way. So basically, what we've got and what and how you want to think of your organ systems, how you want to think of your illness, disease, your symptom, how you want to think of your pursuit for radiant health is each organ whose optimal function determines our health is simply an organ wrapped in a mass of fat. And that fat is wrapped in a mass of skin or fascia. And that fat sucks in all of the body's fat-soluble toxins, chemicals that spew out of car exhaust, chemicals that spew out of the Long Beach port, chemicals that are found in the foods. They're all what we call, or most of them, many of them, thousands upon thousands of them, are lipophilic, meaning they look for fat sites in the body. If you're skinny, you don't have any body fat to store those poisons. So it goes into your visceral fat. It goes into your bone marrow. Bone marrow is literally visceral fat. The bone is an organ, and it's composed of fat. The brain is an organ composed of what? 60% fat. And all the organs have fat. You're looking at the fat of those organs, wrapped in scarred connective tissues, fascias, fascial bands. And what basically happens, I mean, this is amazing if you think about it. Take an organ, wrap it in a layer of toxic fat, and then bake it inside the fascial blanket. Now think about that. Take that one in. I think that's a fantastic way to think about aging, because it implies the solution, and we'll get to that. But more than anything, that visual, that your health is about optimal function in each and every organ, and that each and every organ is wrapped in a blanket of fat, and that fat, because of the way we live and what we eat, is inevitably toxic. And that whole thing is baked, compressed in a fascial sheath. And that is the reality of the body. So you sit there and you bake and you bake and you bake. And that's what drives the oxidative processes. That's what drives apoptosis. That's what drives senescence. That's what drives malignancy. For those of you new to the show, apoptosis is programmed cell death. It's when the cells look at each other and go, uh-oh, this environment is really bad. It's time to pull the trigger. And you begin this massive bonfire of death. It becomes unprogrammed apoptosis. Apoptosis is an important part of cell generation. But uncontrolled cell death means you lose your organ, you lose your brain.